On the road to Kharkiv, a line of cars full of people escaping the horrors of war, weighed down by their belongings and the memories of what they've lived through.
Our house was burned this night. The house burned and all that was inside. We have no place to stay. It is scary.
They're coming from the nearby village of Roskolozova, which has been under Russian occupation for more than a month. Fierce battles saw Russian troops pushed back, and Ukraine's forces regain full control of the village.
The basement was shaking from the explosions. We were screaming, we were crying, and we were praying to God.
But they're arriving in Kharkiv, which itself has come under near daily bombardment since Russia's invasion began. It looks less like a city, more like a collection of mangled buildings. Local fighters do what they can to protect their neighbours.
When your city is being destroyed, when your close people are being killed, there is no other option but to defend them.
But they say they feel helpless against Russia's fighting power, forced to stand by as missiles rain down. Ukrainians forced to escape the conflict are also arriving in Zaporizhia, seen as a gateway to Ukrainian territory from occupied areas in the south.
We all have relatives abroad, in Russia as well. We used to love this country so much. It's very hard for me to speak about this, since it's as if a man attacked his own brother. This is very painful.
Ukraine's president says he remains open to peace talks, but he's warned that negotiations are close to collapse because of Russia's continued aggression. He says Ukrainians are in the fight of their lives.
When the Russians confirm something, such as a prisoner exchange, I don't believe in it. They confirm some kind of civil exchange and then something goes wrong. Once, twice, three times. The risks that negotiations will be cut off entirely are very high.
The US accuses Russia's President Vladimir Putin of depravity in his invasion. But Russia's Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov says the West is at fault, and that NATO countries are doing everything they can to prevent a ceasefire by sending weapons to Ukraine. Until a deal is reached, the fighting rages on. Alexia O'Brien, Al Jazeera.